My name's Sandy Fleming and I'm a class manager for Scottish Slimmers. On Christmas Day, the average Scot will eat round about 6,000 calories of food just on Christmas Day alone, which is a huge amount. So my top tips for burning off some of those calories are: keep active, try and offset some of that Christmas eating with a little bit of physical activity. If we do have snow, sledging and snowball fights are great fun and a good way of burning off calories. If it's wet and nasty outside, things like dance games on your games consoles are great fun. And if we have dry, good weather, then family walks or going out with the kids on their new bike for a bike ride is another really good way of burning off those Christmas calories. Hiding the chocolates out of the way is also a good idea. It's almost impossible not to dip your hand in a tin of celebrations as you walk past them. So things like Satsumas and Clementines are bang in season at the moment, so they're nice and sweet, and they also count towards one of your five a day for your fruit. Alcohol can stimulate your appetite as well, so try to alternate between alcohol and a soft drink and know your limits. Don't try and compete with your 18-year-old nephew. Alcohol is also a major factor in Slimmer's amnesia. Eat your veg. Carrot sprouts, red cabbage will really fill you up, just like the rest of your Christmas dinner, and it's a good idea to put these things on your plate first, which makes less room for all the things that are really high in calories, whether it be potatoes that are cooked in goose fat, or pigs in blankets, or stuffing, or cranberry sauce. It's good to make less room for these things and eat more of the healthier foods. Wear clothes that fit you. Not only will you look great, but you'll also feel your outfits getting tighter. Wearing elasticated bottoms and jammies means that your clothes will stretch with your waistline, so many people find that when they go back to work in January that their clothes don't fit them, so just be careful with what you wear. When it gets to January, it's really important that you plan to lose weight and you plan to be healthier, and a good way of doing that is doing things like shopping lists, making time almost to do some exercise as well, or any activity, so you could almost diarise it so that you know that that's your time when you're going to fit in that activity. Try and avoid just sitting around and overthinking it. We always say in Scottish Slimmers that your first week back into January, get straight back to your Scottish Slimmers class. It's where you're going to find support, motivation and inspiration, and at Scottish Slimmers we've got thousands of before and after pictures, but we'd rather show you yours, and that's the main target for next year, is helping people to lose their weight. So set yourself a realistic weight loss goal, don't set yourself up to fail, and just remember that summer bodies are made in winter.